name. Yes, Lord, you wipe away all tears.
God of miracles. We thank you, Father, that daily you demonstrate in our lives your amazing, amazing, awesome power. We thank you that you are the God who sustains us. Lord, you have put laws in motion. Keeps things going as they should, and nothing can stop what you have ordained. We bless your holy name. Lord, O God, things are in motion, working on our behalf, making certain that the trajectory of our lives doesn't follow the pathway of destruction, but that we continually walk in divine life that is in Christ Jesus, our sovereign Lord and Savior. We say yes, Lord, to your will, to your word, to your purpose, to the destiny that you have for us. We declare that we are fully fulfilled and accomplished in your love. Thank you, Father, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to have you here this wonderful evening. We are going to continue to explore the word of the Lord. You've heard me say many times before that from the very first day that I started preaching the word of the Lord and teaching the word of the Lord, that I've been basically preaching one sermon. It's been one long sermon for 47 years. And even though we change topics and we're doing this series right now, if you were to go all the way back, you'll see that there is a common thread following through. It's like a tree. A tree has the main trunk, and then it goes into branches. But if you look at the tree, you'll say, that's a tree. If it's just all trunk, you might say it's a post. We don't have a post. We have a tree. It has branches. Because that's how God operates. And with each branch, there are leaves. Each branch has fruits, as it's ordained. And the tree goes through seasons. Just a few months ago, we had trees here that had leaves and everything, and then the season changed, and some trees are bare. But come spring, it'll bud again. And then all the leaves are there. The tree continues. It continues to grow. That's your life and my life. We go through seasons. We go through experiences. But it doesn't change the essence of who we are. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen? In spite of whatever it is that may be happening in our lives at a particular time, I'm still a child of God. But trees sometimes may get sick. I have a neighbor that has a tree in his front yard. The branches are there. And during the summer, there were no leaves. It was a dead tree. What causes people to die? It's still anchored in the soil. Why did it die? Why is it that it did not come out of the spring budding like the others? The answer may be very simple, but the answer may be very complex. But whatever the point is, it is possible to be anchored and still die. But what does the Word of God say to us about that? In Mark 4, the Lord tells the story of the sower of seeds. And he tells about the seeds that were scattered, some on the pathway, some amongst rocks, some that fell amongst a thorn-infested ground, and some that fell on the good soil. And how the first three perished at different levels. The first one did not even start at all. It was picked up, the seed was picked up. Second one started, but didn't have root in itself. And so it started out happy, but died. The third one started out okay. It grew up. It actually had fruit on it. But the cares of this world caused it to be choked by the thorns. It went to this third stage. But the fourth one, rich soil had been tilled. And when it was getting tilled, it thought it was in pain, but it was getting tilled. The rocks were being taken out. Thorns were being taken out. All kinds of stuff that were going to be a hindrance to it in its future were being removed. But if you were to ask that soil, what's going on with you? You'll say, I don't know why this farmer hates me. It hates me. It's always coming in here and bugging me and digging into me. What did I do? Why? Look at the other look at the other soils. So, you know, they're all okay. God says, the ones that I love, I chastise. If you don't get away with nonsense with God, celebrate with thanksgiving. It means he has a future for you. The opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy. Indifference. I don't care. Whatever happens to you. But God is speaking to us and saying, listen, I do care. So I'm going to give you this instruction. And you think that it's some incredible instruction. Seems so simple, but so deep. The Lord says in Mark 4 and verse 23, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. How am I going to hear? What do you mean? I'm listening to you right now. And Paul will say to us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Interesting. So my capacity to hear is triggered by what I need to hear, the word of God. Interesting. Well, where am I going to get the word that makes it possible for me to hear what I need to hear? The word of God says, the word of God, all scripture is God breathed. First thing is to recognize that God has breathed into you his word. It's inside of you already. The Bible says in John 1, it says, Jesus is the light that lights everyone that is born. But the word of God also says that the word of God is light. So God has put inside of every one of us that capacity to be able to hear. So that when the word of God comes, there is something inside of you that is like the other side of the Velcro that will attach to it and pull it in. But that word will not continue to come in if you are not willing to obey the word of God. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You got saved when you obeyed the word of God and confessed out of your heart, with your own mouth, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, even though you did not know him. You obeyed the instruction and you spoke. The reality of life is that we always say that we love God. Yeah? It's easy to love a God that you don't see. It's easy to love a Jesus that you cannot touch. But what is the command of God? He says, for your love for me to be real and relevant, you got to love your neighbor as yourself, because you see, love is truly demonstrated by dealing with people. But many people love God but hate their brother. So easy. That's living a lie. Now, with all of that, he says you need to know how to hear. If you've got hearing, hear. Which means that faith is going to be born inside of you. But then he says, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. Wait a minute. Are you saying that I can hear other things other than what you have said? Oh, yeah. Remember we talked about idle words, unemployed words, argos? That's when you're listening to stuff that and responding and reacting to stuff that isn't based on what God has put inside of you, but based on whatever you are pulling in with your natural senses and coming into agreement with. Because every action that we take is an action of agreement. You are who you are based on what you have come into agreement with. Let me say that again. You are who you are based on what you've come into agreement with. I'll say the third time. You are who you are based on what you've come into agreement with. So if you agree with a statement that says you're a fool, you're a dummy, you will act the fool and be the dummy. If you agree with a statement that says you are blessed and highly favored, it doesn't matter what the challenges are, you will be what you say you are. Amen? So the Bible tells us about the soil that was choked with thorns, or rather the ones that fell on the rocks. It said they had no root in themselves. You've got to have a belief in God, but you also have to have a belief in you. But it must be lined up in proper order. A belief in you before a belief in God is disaster. But a belief in God without a belief in you is equally disaster. Because the one who believes in God and also believes in the capacity God has placed in him believes in that capacity because he believes God put that capacity in him, and so he has a can-do voice. Amen? God said to me, do this, and I can do it. Amen? So you're not operating in fear, but based on the word of God's love that has been spoken and has been emboldened inside of you. And in that place, you stop believing the lies of yesterday, the lies of your teachers, the lies of parents, the lies of cousins, the lies of so-called friends that put you down and said you are a nobody. You stop believing it. Because it doesn't matter how much of the Word of God that comes into you. As long as you still believe in those lies will sabotage the reality of the awesome power of God that is present and able to cause you to flourish. You will never flourish believing the lies of the enemy. So the Lord Jesus Christ says, hey, be careful what you're listening to, what you are receiving into your spirit. Be careful about that. Take heed. Hallelujah. He says what? Take heed what you hear. Why, Lord? Because you also need to be careful, take heed how you mete out to others. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. If you're listening to woundedness, you're going to ditch out woundedness. Now, I'm very deliberate about woundedness. I should have used a different word, but I want you to capture that. If you're operating from a place of being wounded, you are going to be a person that wounds others. If you have been sexually abused and you don't go past that abuse, you will do the same thing to other people. Because that's the lies that you've received into your spirit. So people say, I'm not going to be like my father. I'm not going to be a drunk like this person and end up becoming just as bad. Because their focus is based on an anger or whatever else that is not God's way of dealing with issues. So you are subject. A person that's been in an abusive relationship ends up becoming an abuser. What they didn't want, they do. So the Lord says, take it what you hear, with what measure you meet out to others, it shall be measured to you. Because how you hear, how you perceive, how you receive is going to determine how you respond, or rather react in life. He says, so watch that. He says, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Oh, that's a very serious blanket statement. Unto you that hear shall more be given. Those of you that hear good things and receive good things shall experience increase, yes. But so also it is for those that hear the bad thing. That's why it says be careful what you're listening to. Because what you're listening to, what you're receiving, is forming your mindset. Your thinking. I came to the West in 78. And from 1978 till this date, I've seen the evolution of the church. What we believe, what we don't believe. And what I've seen is that the church, in so many respects, have ceased to be hardcore, hard committed. Most people don't believe what the Word of God says anymore. For example, if you were to talk to most Christians today, they don't think much about divorce. They don't think much about shacking up. living together. So in the church, two people may come to the church and they're not legally married. And it's okay. That's my partner. We speak the language of the world. Living an alternative lifestyle is a non-issue. It's so fast, the pace at which the church has gotten corrupted is so fast that presently we don't have issues with gender issues anymore. You know, it's what it is. It is what it is. No standards. How can you live life without standards? I've ordered stuff from online, and it's amazing to me how there are no standards. Somebody can say, this shirt is extra large, so I order extra large. Extra large. It should come at my size. And it comes, and it fits like a medium. I'm saying, you said it was extra large. How did it come as medium? I'll order double X, and it comes as a large. Excuse me, what is going on here? Then next time I order extra large, and it comes out like a 4X. You know why it's happening? No standards. No standards. A foot is a foot. 1 meter is meant to be 1 meter. But no, we decide in this company what 1 meter shall be. And that's what's happening in the church. We decide arbitrarily what the standards are. The standard is the word of God. What does the word of God say? It's not what the politics of the land says. It's not what we all congregated together about and we decided, okay, this is good today. It sounds so much like all those commercials. And all the studies, one day, dairy is good for you. Okay? This is perfect. This got to be in the food chart for you. And then, a few years later, dairy is not good for you. Get jelly beans. Jelly beans, that's what is healthy. So we drink some more pop. So it changes all over again and again based on the interest group that is pushing their product and who they have bribed. What does the word of God say? What does God's word say about that? So, Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying, get back, like I said earlier this morning, to your old-fashioned faith. What the Word of God says. Because there are people out there that are very ready to sell you a heap of BS. And convince you that's the truth, today's truth. And when we come to 2024, the truth changes. Huh? Why is this truth fluid? Do you notice that in the world, they want you to make everything fluid? Everything is progressive. So that might have been true then, but it's not true for us now. And the agenda of the enemy is to change your language. If the enemy can change your language, which is that which you are filled with, he will corrupt your life. Whoever has the power of language has the power of the culture. Let me say that again. Whoever has the power over language has the language or the power of the culture and your belief system. So we are not going to say mother anymore. Mother is a bad word. Because I want to convince you that it is about birthing persons. So we take the word and we switch it. Switch it. And when you are able to switch it, you can manipulate how people respond to it. So words are dumbed down. So what are you listening to? Do you know what holiness is? What does that word mean? What does it mean to be redeemed? What does it mean to walk in the grace of God? What does it mean? I have to define it for you. And based on how I define it will determine how you are impacted and how you walk. Are we together so far? So we need to be careful and very watchful at the words that we are listening to. And shun any word that's going to make you not continue in faith. Because faith comes by hearing. And your incapability of operating by faith happens by what lies you're listening to. I said to us this morning that it's not going to be long now. You're going to have a bloodless Bible. Now, that's a big challenge. But being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, it's about to disappear. Let's take this bloodless, blood-packed, filled Bible. Let's sanitize it. It's not just going to happen overnight. It's just about changing different words. I read some Bibles and I wonder, what is this? This doesn't sound like the Bible at all. Not altogether bad, but enough of the essence of the message of the Bible is sidelined, and it is perfumed. It's dead word, but with a lot of perfuming. So it smells good, but it is dead. It's not the living word of God. The problem, though, is those Bibles are being used from pulpits. And ministers quote from those Bibles because a particular verse happens to explain properly what word you have in the proper word, what makes it clear. But I venture to say 0.1% of that Bible has those relevant changes or projections that is, okay, that makes sense.
That's exactly what it's saying. The rest of it is garbage. Garbage. I mean, in terms of spiritual truth. And say, can you please mention those Bibles? Go find them yourself. I'm not going to get sued. But when you open the Bible, you will see it. You are reading it. If you're a person of the Word, you're reading and wondering, what verse is this? What passage is this? I've not read this before. And you've read the Bible all these years, but you've not read this before. Because it's a bunch of hooey. So be careful what you're listening to. Because the only truth there is the Word of God, uncorrupted, undefiled, not tampered with. This is what the Word of God says. And it's not subject to private interpretation. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Word of God says this is how increase is going to take place. But it goes on further and says to us, for he that hath, to him shall be given. If you have this word and you've heard, more word is going to be given to you. More revelation is going to be given to you. More aptitude is going to be rendered to you. And he that hath not, that is the word of God, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. But how did he have it in the first place? By obedience to the word of God. And by the ditching out, serving others with the word of God. So what do we have? We have a situation. When we stop listening, paying attention, confessing the word of God, we'll begin to experience reduction. Not more truth, not growing in truth, being expounded in the wisdom of God, it gets less and less and less and less and less and less. And so we have, are you ready for this? Consumer-friendly churches. What did the Lord say? He says in the last day, people are going to heap for themselves. And you're going to have preachers with itchy ears. What is the felt need of my community so I can give them exactly what they want? You want a 30-minute service? A 30-minute service we shall give to thou. But they can go out to the movies and watch a movie for 3-4 hours. Yeah, there's some movies for 5 hours. You sit down there and watch it for 5 hours. And nobody complains. But how dare you, Pastor, go past 30 minutes? Don't you know that the attention of people lasts just about 25 minutes, and after that, they don't hear anything else? Well, that's what they want you to believe. That's exactly what they want you to believe, that you lost your attention, and when you believe that, you lose it. And so the attention span is getting reduced and reduced, so we have to have a break. Breaking news, What do you think breaking news is all about? Breaking news that they are giving to you over and over and over again is to break your attention span. So that when you come to church, you're looking for the breaking news. Something new. Pastor, you've preached for 15 minutes. If you want to make it longer, get the choir back to sing. So we will sing, and then we'll preach a little bit, and then we'll sing. You want us to play that trick on you? We'll be here for 5 hours, and you will know. Because we'll be singing for your breaking news. Hallelujah. And then he says, huh? We had a wonderful time. But what did you learn? I don't know. But it was a good time. We're singing. Hallelujah. The psychology. So we bring psychology, which deals with the soul realm. And so we build churches based on the soul realm. We have a business plan based on the soul realm. And we'll grow a mighty work based on the soul realm until the devil shows up with one sickness or the other, one financial situation or the other, and everything falls apart. And everybody is sleeping with everybody because it's all soul realm. There's no power. No power in the realm of the spirit. The devil's a liar. Our Lord will have a church that is rooted and grounded in love and in truth, a church that will flourish and blossom in righteousness, empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit to do the works of God while it is yet day. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, whatever it is that you think you've got, when you've not listened right, it will be taken from you. You're going to lose it. You're going to crash. This is sugar high. I believe that God will help us not to crash in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as a seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth, watch this, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. What a statement. The earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. The earth has a capacity. It is inbuilt into it to produce fruit. The earth. But it has to have seed that's cast, whereas through pollination of one sort or the other, the ground is ready. I'm ready to produce fruit. So, question. If the earth is ready to produce fruit, where did we get this pathway soil from? This rocky soil from? This thorn-infested soil from? And God is saying, all of those things are happening based on how people hear. The capacity for you to be productive and for the environment that you are in to cause you to experience wholeness is inbuilt. The world tells us location, location, location. But God doesn't go that way. Because there was a John the Baptist who was busy preaching the word of God, and he's way out in the wilderness, and people went out, left the city and all the plush buildings, and went to the wilderness to go hear John Baptist. Is that not the truth? So was the location the wilderness? Or was it supposed to be in the city? It is where the word of God is, where the truth of God is. That's the location. Every other thing is extra. But ultimately, it's about God. In the day of his power, the people will be willing. So we need the power of God for willingness to take place. So when we hear that, we say, God, your word says that you're going to give us your power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. So Lord God Almighty, we want that power. But for that power to operate, we want the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But the word of God tells us that the fullness of the Godhead comes because of love. So my question then, or my response then, is to say, God, fill me with love. So that I'm rooted and grounded in love. The one prayer that we as believers must pray without fail is, God, make me a lover. Because when I love, I will not seek the pain of another. Praise the Lord. It says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, that's the process, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Process. Someone say process. Again, process. That's one thing that we don't like. We don't like process. We want the McDonald's Burger King experience. I drive to the drive-thru and my food is ready. Like that. Well, you're not going to have filet mignon that way. Sorry. Not the real deal. Maybe you might have it 3D printed out filet mignon. I'm not funny. I'm not being funny, because that is a real thing. You can have your food printed out. Yes. And guess what the world will want you to have in the days to come? A 3D printed out food. Let's get rid of all the cows. They are polluting the earth. Let's get an unbugger bugger. Hallelujah. Why is that happening? Sane people don't buy into stuff like that, except that somebody has been feeding you with a certain level of lies for the longest time so that you can finally agree, okay. Devil's no fool like that. He goes line upon line upon line to begin to change your thinking. 78, when I came, the thinking of the church was very different. Not even 50 years later, it's a different church. But God has a remnant. Yeah, the Lord has a remnant. There are men and women of God that are coming ablaze and are decisive. And he's saying, I'm going to follow God no matter what it costs. My prayer is that every one of us will be that kind, because the world wants you to be lukewarm. The world really doesn't care for you to be cold. Just wants you to be lukewarm. Because there is, you know, there is something amazing about cool drinks. I've had cold drinks, cold water. Oh, it's so refreshing. It's so amazingly refreshing. I like it. It's empowering. And I've had hot drinks, and they have the same impact. But lukewarm, not so good. You have to fight to swallow it. God wants you and I to be very obvious in our faith. Be very obvious. That guy is a believer. Without you saying anything, you carry the aura of the glory of God on your life. Because the word of God has progressively processed you step by step by step by step, and is molding you into the image of Christ. One step at a time. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Maybe you've not seen it. But if you want to go to a Chinese restaurant, you will see the ear of the corn. It's the corn without the corn on it. It's just the main body of it where the maize is going to be planted. And God says, that's the process. I'm going to take you from the blade stage where your plant is growing, and I'm going to bring you to the place where you have the semblance of what you should be, but you are not there yet. And then the fulfillment of who you are supposed to be. That I'm going to do for you. But stay with me. He says, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth forth the sickle, because the harvest is come. He said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It's like the grain of the mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, it's less than all the seeds that be in the earth. He says, that's how the kingdom of God is. We look at you and we see a nobody. We look at you and we don't see the capacity to be whatever it is that you think you're supposed to be. However, he says, but when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs. The way we see life is we see the end and we think the end is all there is. But God sees the beginning and what he's invested based on the hearing of the word of God. And he says, you know what? This thing here that seems to be nothing, I'm going to make it greater than whatever it is that started before it. That's your life.
That's my life. That's us. I'm going to make you greater. I'm going to make you greater than all herbs. He says, I'm going to cause you to shoot out with great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. I have a plan. And this plan has process built into it. One step at a time. Just watch me. We sang a song, and the refrain of it was, even though I don't see it, he's working. Even though I don't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops. Amen? God is working in you and with you if he's taking you through the process. And that's where I'm going to stop tonight. And all of that was an introduction. To this statement from the Lord, let's go on to the other side. So we'll talk about that some other time. Praise the Lord. I pray and I trust that God is quickening his word in our lives. If you're feeling discouraged in your faith, feeling discouraged because of things that are happening around you, I want to pray with you. All heads bowed right now. Things are happening around you. You're feeling overwhelmed. It's like something is snapped and you don't know what is, what has happened. But you feel there's a loosening, something is loose. And if it is not balanced properly right now, you might see yourself off the tracks. The Lord is saying to me, there's somebody like that. It's going through particular things, and things are not where they should be. Everybody thinks that you're fine and you're okay, but you know on the inside something's changed. And you want to be secured. And many times when things like that happen, it's because of something that you've heard or listened to or embraced, and is beginning to fashion your thinking. While all heads are bowed, just raise your hand so I can know, identify, and pray with you. See those hands. God bless you. You can put it down. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, you see your sons, you see your children. Sometimes we go through experiences and we hit. It's just hit. Not necessarily directly, but sometimes close enough that it puts us in a state where we are in shock. Close enough to cause us to be afraid. Close enough for us to begin to waver. And Lord, oh God, I pray, oh God, for each one now. That Lord, oh God, that your capacity and your ability inbuilt in each one will cause each one to stand strong no matter what is happening. No matter what violence is happening around them, that they are secure in their faith, in their love connection with you. We ask, O God, for the flourishing and the fruitfulness of your word. We ask, O God, that you enable and equip and help us, O God, to go through the process that we need to go through and not feel cheated. Not disappointed because of something that we're expecting to happen but hasn't happened yet. Help us to recognize that our times are in your hands and that you are our present help in the time of trouble. We receive that life life-changing, life-transformative word that causes us, oh God, to experience the Zoe life of God, the very essence of your life, God who cannot die. Thank you, Lord, that the life that you have given to us is a life that will never see death. For your word is true, I am the resurrection and the life. Those that believe in me shall never die. But we thank you, Lord, O God, that you go past that point and say, and if you were dead, you live. So, Father, from wherever we are, we hear the call of love. The call of love that calls out a Lazarus. And tonight, we roll away this stone as an act of obedience. That's our part. The rolling away of this stone is in our presence here. The rolling of the stone away is in our worship now. But we do know that it takes your word spoken and us hearing for us to come alive. So speak, Lord. Speak my name. Speak my name. I want everyone to say those words. Lord, speak my name. Call to me, Father, that I may rise up and come out of this grave. In Jesus' mighty name. As you come out, come alongside, and I take every bandage, every swaddling cloth off of you and free you to walk freely under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Be empowered now. Be authorized now. Live and live life to the full. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement shouted out loud and clear, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Tonight, I want us to honor God with our giving, the giving of our tithes, the giving of our offerings. And as we do so in obedience to the directives of the Lord, may the blessings of God pursue after us and overtake us. Amen? And this happens to be Mission Sunday. If you've not had the privilege of giving extra for missions, I encourage you to do so today. But if you're giving that extra for missions, mark it out for missions. The offering from today for missions is going to help us spring another family out of slavery. We are using those funds to pay off the masters of families, some there for 25 years, 50 years. Their parents, themselves, and now their children are all in the bondage of somebody that they owed because they took a loan to
go to the hospital because they had a health issue and they weren't able to pay. Now they are enslaved, or whatever the reasons are. We've sprung one family out already. We want to spring out many more. Amen? So do mark out missions, and we will make certain that the next family that we need to get out gets out. Amen? So please participate in that. I read to you from Ezekiel chapter 16 earlier today about the real sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was not sodomy, even though it was that. The Word of God mentions many other things. It says, because of their pride, and ends up at the other end of it, after the listing of various stuff. This is because they did not empower the poor so that they come out of their poverty. The Lord Jesus Christ, when John the Baptist was doubting if Jesus was the real deal, the Lord Jesus Christ says, tell them the blind see, the lame are walking, and so on and so forth, and the gospel is being preached to the poor. Every month, we are preaching to those brick kilns where people are enslaved, preaching the gospel to them, and they come into salvation, they're getting healed, and their thinking is changing. Thinking is changing so that the masters are no longer able to control them the way they used to, because now they have Jesus, and all they can go at is violently attack them. And we want to move those people out of that violent state. Amen? Amen. So please, this week, I'm going to wait one more week before sending the funds, because we didn't have enough this week. I think we had $700 and something, something like that, this morning. But I want to have close to 3,000, as much as that, of that as possible. And I'll say, we'll do it one more week and see what the Lord will bring in. And then, if we still don't get there, I'll find a way to make it happen, because another family's got to get out. Amen? We want to do that. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much. Come, honor God with your giving. Those that are on YouTube and Facebook, the information is on the screen for you to utilize. And we're going to cut off from you for a moment, and I'll extend greetings and welcome to those that are on Zoom. But for those of you that took time to log in today on Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and all the other platforms, thank you for participating. Push on the subscribe button. Share with other your friends and your neighbors, so that they also hear the word of truth that you have embraced tonight. God bless you, and good night. And oh, by the way, remember that starting this November, prayer meetings on Fridays will no longer be on this, on the YouTube and Facebook platform. We're going to be strictly on Zoom and live in person. All right. Good night to you. Okay.